Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Ayushman Bharat, the world's largest government-funded health assurance scheme, completes 7 years today. India is witnessing a revolution in public health care due to this initiative, says Prime Minister Narendra Modi. President Draupadi Murmu to confer 71st National Film Awards in New Delhi today. Legendary actor Mohanlal to be honoured with the Dada Saheb Phalke Award. High-level debate of 80th session of UN General Assembly to begin today. Global conflicts and Palestinian recognition among top agendas. Assamese singer Zubin Garg cremated with state honours in Kamrup. Overnight rain wreaks havoc in Kolkata, killing 5 people from electrocution. Mayor urges residents to stay indoors. And in Asia Cup cricket, Pakistan to take on Sri Lanka in a Super 4s clash at Abu Dhabi this evening. Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana completes 7 years today. Launched in September 2018 from Ranchi, it is the world's largest government-funded health assurance scheme. The scheme has transformed healthcare in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India is witnessing a revolution in public healthcare due to Ayushman Bharat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said it has ensured financial protection and dignity. He said India has shown how scale, compassion and technology can further human empowerment. The Prime Minister said Ayushman Bharat is an initiative that anticipated the needs of the future and focused on ensuring top quality as well as affordable healthcare for people. Sharing an article written by Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda in an English daily, Mr. Modi said Ayushman Bharat, from a promise to a people's movement for universal health coverage. He said the article highlights how this transformation stands as a testament to the government's resolve to protect every citizen's health and how far the nation has come. Here is more in this report.
With over 55 crore beneficiaries, Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana has transformed healthcare in India. In the last 7 years, more than 10 crore 30 lakh hospital admissions have been authorized under the scheme, amounting to over 1.48 lakh crore rupees worth of cashless care and significant savings for patients. The scheme's coverage was expanded in 2022 to include 12 crore families. In 2024, it further widened its reach by including ASHA workers, Anganwadi workers and their families. Since October last year, all senior citizens have been above the age of 70 have been brought under universal coverage through the Ayushman Ve Vandana card. Additionally, nearly 1 crore gig and platform workers are now being added to the beneficiary list, with more than 1.8 lakh Ayushman Arogya Mandirs operating across the country. This initiative has strengthened universal health coverage and provided millions with safe, reliable and dignified access to medical services. With Pallavi Parmar, Shivang Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The 10th National Ayurveda Day is being celebrated at the All India Institute of Ayurveda, Goa, marking a historic milestone in the global promotion of traditional Indian medicine. Goa Governor Pusapati Ashok Gajapati Raju presided over the event. Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant, Union Ministers Pratap Rao Jadhav and Sripad Yesso Naik were also present. On the occasion, an integrative oncology unit for cancer treatment was inaugurated along with several initiatives. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today stressed the need for a multidimensional approach to ensure that food consumed by people is safe and healthy. He was speaking after unveiling the logo and brochure of the Global Food Regulators Summit in New Delhi today. The minister asserted that food safety standards and regulations must be regularly updated. Mr. Nadda also acknowledged the pivotal role of the Food Safety and Standards Authority of India in raising food safety standards and contributing to global progress in this critical area. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government is generating employment and fostering entrepreneurship, empowering India's youth to become job creators of tomorrow.
Creating jobs and expanding employment opportunities have always been the top priorities for the Narendra Modi government in the last 11 years. Focused efforts in recruitment, industry growth and exports have helped generate formal jobs across sectors. Launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in October 2022, Rozgar Mela is a key step towards boosting employment generation across the country. It aims to empower youth by providing meaningful job opportunities and enhancing their role in national development. So far, 16 national-level Rozgar Melas have been organized, through which more than 10 lakh appointment letters have been distributed. In his Independence Day speech this year, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the launch of Pradhan Mantri Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana, under which new employment opportunities for nearly 3.5 crore youth will be created.
Pradhan Mantri Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana aaj hi 15 August ko lagu ho rahi hai. Ye aapke liye bahut khushkhabri hai. इस योजना के तहत निजी क्षेत्र में पहली नौकरी पाने वाले नौजवान को बेटे बेटी को 15,000 रुपया सरकार की तरफ से दिए जाएंगे. कंपनियों को भी नए रोजगार देने के अवसर जो भी ज्यादा जुटाएगा उनको भी प्रोत्साहन राशि दी जाएगी.
ऑन द अदर हैंड, स्टार्टअप इंडिया इनिशिएटिव has played a pivotal role in shaping a vibrant entrepreneurial ecosystem in the country. Launched in 2016, it has supported over 1.6 lakh recognized startups, creating more than 17.6 lakh jobs. The Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana, which was launched in April 2015, provides easy credit to millions of small entrepreneurs. During the interaction with the Prime Minister in April this year, a Mudra beneficiary, Lavkush Mehra from Bhopal, shared about starting his business in 2021 with an initial loan of 5 lakh rupees.
पहले मैं किसी की हाँ नौकरी करता था तो नौकर था सर. आपने हमारी गारंटी ली है मुद्रा लोन के माध्यम से और सर आज हम मालिक बन गए.
Under the Mudra scheme, so far over 52 crore loans worth around 33 lakh crore rupees have been sanctioned, fueling a nationwide entrepreneurial revolution. Thus, the country's thriving startup ecosystem is helping the youth in becoming job creators from job seekers.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the midday news. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the 71st National Film Awards for the year 2023 in New Delhi today. On the occasion, legendary actor, director and producer Mohanlal will be honoured with the Dadasaheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema. A report.
The Best Feature Film Award will be given to Hindi movie 12th Fail, while the Best Hindi Feature Film Award will be presented to Kathel, a jackfruit mystery. In the Best Actor category, the awards will be presented to actor Shah Rukh Khan for his film Jawan and actor Vikrant Messi for 12th Fail. The Best Actress Award will be given to actress Rani Mukherjee for her performance in the film Mrs. Chatterjee vs. Norway. Sudeep Tosain's The Kerala Story will be conferred the Best Direction Award, and the Hindi film Rocky or Rani Ki Prem Kahani will be given the award for Best Popular film providing wholesome entertainment. Priya Mondal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah called startups the backbone of New India. Inaugurating the two-day startup conclave at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today, Mr. Shah highlighted the unprecedented growth in India's startup ecosystem over the past decade, making it the third largest in the world. Stressing upon the strength of India's youth power, Mr. Shah expressed confidence that the country will enter the top 10 in the Global Innovation Index within 3 years. The next generation GST reforms implemented from yesterday mark a major step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system. By reducing the tax rate on a wide range of goods and services, the reforms will bring substantial relief to citizens. A report.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has introduced significant tax reductions across various sectors. In order to bring direct savings to households, government has reduced taxes on everyday essentials and packaged foods. GST rates on products like hair oil, soap, shampoo, toothpaste, toothbrush and shaving cream have been reduced from 18% to 5%. Items like ultra-high temperature milk, paneer, chhena and all varieties of Indian breads including roti and paratha are now under under the zero tax category. Popular food items such as namkeen, bhujia, sauces, pasta, noodles, chocolates, coffee, cornflakes, butter and ghee have also been slashed down to 5% tax slab, which earlier were the part of 12% slab. Other household essentials such as bicycles, kitchenware, diapers and sewing machines will now attract only 5% GST. Talking to Akashvani News, Pooja, a Delhi resident, has expressed happiness over the new GST reforms and hailed the government's decision.
मैं मोदी सरकार का बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद करती हूँ जिन्होंने रोज की जरूरतों की हमारे चीजें जो भी सस्ती हुई है उससे हमें बहुत राहत मिली है और अब त्योहार भी आने हैं तो उसमें भी हमारे बजट पर बहुत अच्छा फायदा मिलेगा हम लोगों को और इसलिए हम मोदी सरकार का बहुत बहुत आभार प्रकट करते हैं.
This decision by the GST Council will directly ease the financial burden on households and strengthen consumers by increasing their purchasing power. With Shivang, Nitika Gupta, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Assam paid a heartfelt farewell to its beloved legendary music icon Zubin Garg with a state funeral held at Sonapur near Guwahati. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, Union Ministers Kiran Rijiju and Sarbananda Sonowal were present at the funeral. Priests chanted mantras while fans sang songs of the music icon during the cremation. Earlier, more than a million people paid their last respects at Arjun Bhogeshwar Baro Sports Complex in Guwahati. The high-level debate of the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly will begin today as world leaders gather in New York. Several world leaders will participate in the session this week, with discussions expected to be dominated by the wars in Gaza and Ukraine and the growing Western recognition of Palestinian statehood. This year's theme is Better Together, 80 Years and More for Peace, Development and Human Rights. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will represent India in the General Assembly. Five people have been killed due to waterlogging-related electrocution in Kolkata and surrounding areas as overnight rain wreaked havoc across the southern part of West Bengal. The local weather office of the Indian Meteorological Department has informed Akashvani that record rainfall has been registered in Kolkata, the highest since 1978. Many parts of Kolkata and adjoining districts remain submerged, with more rain forecast in the coming hours. Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Gangetic, West Bengal, Odisha and Chhattisgarh for the next 2 days. Super Typhoon Ragasa hit the southern part of China this morning, forcing closure of schools, businesses and transportation services in at least 10 major cities, including the major tech hub Shenzhen. Authorities issued urgent warnings advising residents to remain indoors unless part of emergency response teams. Hong Kong has issued their third highest typhoon warning and cancelled at least 700 flights as the super typhoon moves closer after killing at least 3 people on its way through the northern Philippines. In Asia Cup T20 cricket, Pakistan will face Sri Lanka in a Super 4s clash at the Sheikh Zayed Stadium in Abu Dhabi this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading in positive territory, recovering from losses suffered earlier in the session. The Sensex rose 74 points to 82,234. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Ayushman Bharat, the world's largest government-funded health assurance scheme, completes 7 years today. India is witnessing a revolution in public health care due to Ayushman Bharat, says Prime Minister Narendra Modi. President Draupadi Murmu to confer 71st National Film Awards in New Delhi today. Legendary actor Mohanlal to be honoured with the Dadasaheb Phalke Award. High-level debate of 80th session of UN General Assembly to begin today. Global conflicts and Palestinian recognition among top agendas. Assamese singer Zubin Garg cremated with state honours in Kamrup. With that, we end the midday news.